changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Miracle of Love. You know, we always talk about stepping outside your comfort zone, being spontaneous, saying yes to new things, because doing that broadens your life and it makes you happier. And that certainly holds true for finding love as well. Heather Kerner, for example, stepped outside her comfort zone and it paid off in a big way. It was summer, and Heather had spent the day on the Jersey Shore with her mother, sister, and a friend from college. But it was a Sunday afternoon, so it wasn't long before they hit traffic on the Garden State Parkway. They joked that they should look for cute guys while they sat in traffic. So they looked around, and they spotted a very cute guy in sunglasses and a backwards cap driving a forest green Explorer to their left. Heather smiled and waved from the driver's seat of her car, and he smiled and waved back. And this continued over the next mile or so. Heather and the cute guy rolled down their windows and talked to each other as they inched along. They were going different places, but eventually the cute guy called out his phone number, and Heather's mother wrote it down for her. They had their first date a week later, dinner and mini golf. Heather says it felt right from the start. The first time they kissed, she remembers thinking, "Ah, yes, here you are." Heather and that cute guy have been together 20 years now. They still make each other laugh, and Heather says she is grateful every day for the traffic on the Garden State Parkway that brought them together. Heather took a chance and it paid off. So now, in another story, Sandra Bakun tells us what happened when she did something spontaneous. It was a beautiful summer day in July in Cape Cod, and Sandra had done all her chores, and she had time to walk the beach and unwind before her relatives arrived for her late husband's anniversary mass. He had died suddenly, and it had been a lonely year for Sandra. She was still struggling with her grief. She and Jim had been married 48 years. As Sandra walked the beach, she complained out loud about this whole situation. They had four grown children, and they had been looking forward to their bucket list days. She decided to take a swim, and then she stretched out on the sand to warm up in the late afternoon sun. She looked down the beach, and she saw only one other person, a man who was coming her way. She decided to walk back into the water to avoid him because it felt a little unsafe being all alone on the beach with one other person. But he shouted out, "Nice day," as he passed. And then he said something else that she didn't hear. She asked him to repeat what he said, and he said, "It's kind of spooky. You are standing where I threw her ashes." "Oh my God," Sandra thought. And she looked at the man. He was tall and thin with a graying beard. A golf cap and sunglasses were covering his face, but his body language was loud and clear. He was kind. He was not to be feared. "I'm so sorry," she called out against the sounds of the surf. And then he said, "Are you all right?" And she said, "My husband died too." Well, then he opened his arms with such sympathy that she surprised herself by walking right into them. He showed her where he had engraved his wife's initials into a rock at the beach. And he explained that his wife had died a long time ago when they lived on the Cape. Now he lived in South Carolina, but he was up in Massachusetts visiting a friend in a nursing home. Sandra asked which nursing home his friend was in, and it turned out that it was the one where Sandra's boss, a doctor, was the director. Sandra couldn't believe that she had walked into the arms of a stranger, even though it had worked out okay. And then weeks later, he called her at work because he knew the doctor's name, so he figured out her number. And after that, they started talking on the phone. He was 78 and she was 69, and they were getting along really well. He made plans to fly up to Massachusetts again to see her, and this time, the second time they ever saw each other, they arranged to meet at that same spot on the beach. When Sandra saw him, she flew into his arms, and this new couple plans to be together for the rest of their lives. So that was cool. Heather was young and just starting out, and Sandra was middle-aged and a new widow, but they both stepped outside their comfort zones, made a connection, and found love. And that's why I love our new book about the miracle of love, because there are so many ways that our writers found their perfect match, and it gives hope to everyone that at any age and any time, it can happen. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Miracle of Love, please visit chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see this week's featured books, and you can also click on the book and then watch the book trailer on our website and hear additional fun stories from the book. Come back for our next episode when I'll be sharing a couple of stories that are perfect for this time of year about how you can get yourself out there running or walking. Starting that exercise routine that you've been thinking about will help you get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.